Gastrocnemius.
Why'd you pick that one?
I just looked down. I was like, I need to find the muscle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the gastrocnemius, Candice.
It's your calf muscle.
One of them.
One of your calf muscles.
Is there two? Is soleus the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I'm nailing this anatomy. So there's only two?
Mm-hmm.
Gastrocnemius is the larger of the two, am I correct?
Correct.
And is there... No, I'm going to stop there.
Keep going.
No, I'm going to leave that alone. Is there two attachments at the top?
I don't fucking know.
Okay. Okay, that's good. That's never mind.
South for my knowledge base.
Also, mine hurts at the moment. It actually might be my soleus. I'm unsure. How do you say it? Soleus?
I say soleus.
But some people do say soleus, right?
Maybe.
Why do they all have to be in Latin? You know, like who decided muscles should be Latin?
Well, I guess because it was done so long ago.
Did we all speak Latin back then or something? Yeah. Let's go with that.
Mm.
Interesting. Hope everyone writes that down and learns something about the body today. We're in a new office.
We are.
Well,
an old repurposed office.
Repurposed. It's out. I think I even like the sound better in here. I feel
like a studio, like a podcast.
This is
studio.
Our studio. It's pretty good. We didn't do a podcast last week.
We didn't.
There's been a lot happening.
There has been.
Had a lot going on. We had our lovely staff member Vicky have to move away, so we had that.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple of our. We have people rent space here. They've moved on, which is why we got our office back.
Mm.
We got someone new moving in next week. Someone else moved rooms. Yeah. Plus quarterfinals.
Yeah. It's all been happening.
All of it. If it could happen, it's happened in this time.
Mm-hmm.
So last week we didn't record a podcast because we were balls deep in quarterfinals.
Busy taping and measuring. That's what I was doing. That's counting.
Mainly your 3 or 2 days last week. We did it across 2 days.
I was waiting for you to ask me questions, but I didn't do anything.
I'm also waiting for you to ask me questions. I was about to say...
Ask me how I'm feeling.
I was about to say, though, did you enjoy it? Would you say you enjoyed it? Or?
Yeah, it was obviously shitty not to be able to do it, but it was fun to still be part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would... Yeah, the workouts came out Friday morning.
Yep, 6 a.m. Friday morning, yep.
And I was excited as soon as I...
on the toilet between classes.
I saw them all and I was excited. I liked them all. But I said to you and Han when I got here, I was like, this is a little bit sad.
Yeah.
Because you guys weren't doing it with me. So solo. It's been different than the last couple of years. So even for me, it was exciting, but it was definitely... I didn't realize how much I loved doing that stuff with you guys. Like we always train together and stuff, so I was like, oh, it's cool man, it's cool. But
let's do all the work over here.
It would just be a little bit less fun.
Yeah,
so yeah, it was definitely different.
Did you have... well, let's go through the weekend because not everyone was around.
How fun.
I can't fucking remember anything, so
okay,
what did you do first?
Let's start from the start. You messaged me and you're like, I've had a quick look at the workouts.
This is why I was pooing.
Yeah. Based on what I've seen, I think – I can't remember what you said. I think you should do – I can't remember.
It was like – fuck.
I think you said do 1 and 2.
Yeah, maybe 3.
Yeah.
Either today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay.
And then, yeah.
So, test one was the front squat handstand walk – one and ring muscle ups. Test number two was the dumbbell one, so it was like dumbbell snatches, walking lunges, and then the crossovers, which we'll talk about. And then test three was the burpee box jump over heavy clean and jerk. So based on all of those tests, we knew that your clean and that clean and jerk number for you was
currently out of reach.
So we needed to do that either fresh on day one or fresh on day two, depending on how you were feeling, I guess, and what the other tests were. So you wanted to do that one first. So you did that one first on Friday.
Yep.
Followed by, so that was test three, and then we did test one and then test two.
All on the Friday. All on the Friday. Yeah. So yeah, we hit test three. I wanted to get that one done because, like you just said, it would have been a PB. It was a PB. Mm-hmm. And it was the one, I think, just not knowing if I could do it, I just wanted to get that one out of the way.
Yeah.
It was the one I was probably most nervous about. And the 2 days prior, you had me do a little EMOM clean and jerk. And I built to 75 easily. And then I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll throw on 80. So this is an EMOM at the end of a cardio session I did a couple of days prior. And I threw on 80. I easily power cleaned. And then I dipped the jerk and then didn't even try.
Mm.
So that was a bit stuck in my head, even though it was very different circumstances from the couple of days prior. And then we warmed up to 75,
yep.
I think. And then we just put on all the little weights. I was like, oh, that doesn't look that bad when it's like that. And you're like, sorry, it's wrong. We need to put on 2.5. I was like, fuck. Okay, now it looks heavier. So you had to do the 5 burpee box jump overs.
And that was a tie break. So
yes,
regardless of what was going to happen next, you wanted to go fast there because if you weren't going to get any lifts, you still wanted to be as high as you could be on the leaderboard based on those burpee box jump over time. So you couldn't really go slow there, which I liked that as part of the test. That was cool. And then just like sit down, have a little rest.
Yep. Had a little rest, had a little breather. Had a crack after, I think you told me to go on 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes or something like that. Had a crack. Didn't even feel close. Like the clean was easy. And which is, I was thinking about that. That's pretty nuts that my clean felt easy because my heaviest power clean's only 85.
Yeah.
And it was 83 kilos. And in that moment, I didn't think about the clean. It was just all about that jerk because I had never lifted that heavy, 3 kilos above my 1RM. And I tried that first one and it felt so far away.
Mm.
Like it did not even feel like it was close. And I was like, I did that first one. I was like, there's no fucking chance I'm getting this today. And then, yeah, I just looked at you and you told me to rest and then told me when to go again, failed it again. And then I had a third crack, failed it again, looked at
but
you.
But was very close on the third one.
Didn't feel it still.
Yeah.
For me. And
then you're like, I'll just do it tomorrow. And I was like, fucking sit down.
I looked at you and I was like, oh, should I just call it a day there and have another crack tomorrow? And you're like, how does it feel? How do you feel? And I said, I feel fine. I just don't feel like I'm going to get it. And you're like, sit, rest, have it, keep going. And then you said to me, like you looked me fucking dead in the eye before I went for that fourth one. And you were like, the strength is there. You just got to get under it.
Mm.
And I was like, okay. She said, I'm strong enough. Fucking get under it.
Just fucking do it.
And then, I hit it and I was, oh, fuck. I showed Jordan the video that night and I didn't think I've ever been that excited. Like, I look like a fucking, like, the celebration was very large.
I think I was yelling at you. I was like, fucking burpees, go.
Yeah. I fucking ripped my belt off. I was so pumped. Jordan's like, I've never been that excited about anything in my life, let alone a fucking workout. It was pretty funny. Hit the burpees because, again, it was a tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to hit those real fast, got them done, sat down for another couple of minutes and then only had time for one more by this point and then hit that fourth, the fifth attempt, which so I ended up with 2 clean and jerks. So yeah, I was stoked. Awesome. So stoked.
Good job.
Thanks, babes.
It was very exciting.
It was. I was done then. I was happy.
Yeah.
Like, anything, happy after one. Yeah. Anything else could have happened after then, it would have been fine.
And in terms of a workout, how did you feel about it in terms of like a test overall?
Hannah and I were talking about it that morning. I said this would be really fun for me if it was 70 kilos. It would have been a really great test for where my strength is at the moment if that was 70. But I think for what they're trying to do and, you know, filtering people out for that next stage, like – people were doing that workout so fast. They were in the 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think the fastest girl time was like
3:36
or 3:40 or something. Like,
just fucking incredible.
That's touch and go. Like,
that's 25 burpee box jump overs. What, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah.
And 15.
Yeah.
Clean and jerks. And yeah, these girls that are at the top, like they're getting it to the shoulder. It's not staying there and yeah. they're getting it off in a yeah. push jerk. So I think it was a really great test for this stage of the competition.
Yeah.
And it's going to make people like me that hit a couple, it's going to make us get really comfortable with that weight or aim to get really comfortable with that weight next year.
Like, yeah, because the last 2 years, 61 has been the weight for snatches. And so like I feel like they do it the first year and everyone's like, oh, fuck, okay, I've got to step my game up. And then everyone's ready for it the next year.
Yeah.
And then they move on to something else. Yeah. So it's like now that's the standard 61 kilo snatch, 83 clean and jerk. That's like entry price for this level of competition now, yeah. which is really cool.
It's very cool.
Very cool.
So, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
It was very cool. And it's, I just love competing at this stage because like just how – you just see how – top of the top those next like those people are. It's fucking incredible. Yeah,
and it's always like when you get to this stage of competition, it's like I'm fucking fit, like I've done the work, but then you're like, oh my god, like the human potential is just so much more than you even
huge
realize, which is really cool.
Incredible.
So that one we did
you were there with me, babes.
We did at lunchtime. No, just before lunchtime. I think it was like 11-ish, 11:30.
I honestly don't remember.
And then we did test one after that. So that was front squats, which got heavier every round, handstand walks, muscle ups, chest to wall, handstand push ups. So it was like a little ladder, which was fun. And the front squat weight started heavy. So it started at 70
for girls, I think. And then
went down a little bit every round. How do you feel about that one?
Yeah, so I have been working really, really hard on my handstand walk every single week.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing them, something that's always been a massive weakness of mine. And I think it was the team quarterfinals last year, they had 7.62 meter handstand walks that had to be done unbroken. So all of your programming has kind of led me to that's what we needed to be able to do. And
again, sorry, interrupting you. That's really cool because a couple of years ago, the standard was the 3 foot unbroken. Like you could break that 7.6 into 3 foot increments and still be fine without being penalized. But now it's like, you've got to get the whole 15, 25 feet, whatever it is, before you're allowed to come down.
Yeah.
Like the sport is just progressing so fast.
So fast.
Which is really cool.
So yeah, it kind of forced my training into very big, uncomfortable. Like up until, like I said in my post, I couldn't do that distance unbroken this time last year. And that was my distance for a long time. Like that's the most I could do in one go. And since then, I think, remember when Bodie and Carly were up?
Mm-hmm.
I think I got 9 meters once. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the most I've ever done in one crack. So to do repeat 7.62 meters 9 times was, I was excited though. Like I was really excited to do it, but yeah, it was a little bit intimidated.
Yeah. And I don't think you'd, I think I was going back through your program before that workout and the most, I think 2 weeks before that, I'd programmed a 10-minute EMOM of that and you didn't make all of the distances then. So that was pretty cool to see.
And we let me in that one as well. We gave me the 3 foot.
Yeah. So you were breaking
it. I was
anyway.
Allowed to break it yeah. up. So yeah, I had never done anything close to that many.
Yeah.
But under your guidance again, it was fantastic. I think, what did we have me at like a minute rest?
Yes, a little bit longer towards the end.
So I smashed out, yeah. was it the 9 front squats at 70
nine,
kilos?
Yep.
Did that pretty fast. Make sure I had a couple seconds so mm-hmm. I could actually get that distance in one. And then, yeah, I think, yeah, I just went when you told me to go.
Yeah.
When I seemed like I had enough rest. You checked in with me a couple of times after if it's enough. And then we increased it a little bit as it went along. The time cap was 15.
Yeah.
And yeah, all I wanted was to be able to finish the handstand walks, which I did. And then ran to the barbell, 56 kilo bar.
Mm-hmm. You had 15 front squats at that one.
And
that was a tie break, I'm pretty sure, after the front squats every nice. Round was yep. a tie break. Yep.
And I think we had like a minute on the clock when I had yep. finished that last one. Cracked those out, went over to the chalk bucket, chalked up for my one ring muscle up. and got up straight away, but then the buzzer went off.
Yeah.
So I couldn't press it out.
Yeah.
So I was instantly disappointed that I went to the chalk bucket and chalked up. If I just jumped up to the rings. But like you reminded me, I was pretty fucked at that point, so I might not have gotten it if I didn't stop anyway. So
like you were dumb, you know, that workout dumb look on people, like that was you. So I don't think even if you had have jumped straight up, you were like your brain was fried.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on up
there. Yeah, no. Nothing at that point. I was, stupid. Didn't even like, why didn't I just look at the clock? Like it's just like nothing between the ears.
Or like, listen, it's like, just get up, just get up. Yeah. Just get on the fucking rings.
Literally don't remember any of that. Didn't hear a thing.
So funny. I was like, all right, this motherfucker's not listening. That's fine.
But yeah, like in hindsight, very, very happy. I think your fault as well. I only fell one time in the handstand walk. Yeah. So because you had to do it unbroken and I've never done anything like that before. I think it was like the fourth or fifth one. I kicked up and then just fell straight over. Mm. That was the only time. Thank God it didn't happen halfway through a walk.
Yeah. And that's like, it was like playing with that line of like, when can she go? Like, when is it safe to go versus not resting for too long to get through those handstand walks? That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I think we nailed it. And now, same thing. Like I've improved so much of those in the last 12 months. So I'm excited to see what we can do, and get better at those and, just get better stamina to be able to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not fun upside down. Very, very much hard.
Very hard. Yeah. It's so crazy. Like you see people do it and they just make it look so easy, but I just can't believe how tiring it is. Yeah. Like it makes you out of breath because you can't breathe.
Yeah.
And then your muscles are just so tired from
holding
yourself upside down.
Which sounds ridiculous. So ridiculous. I can fucking walk on my legs. Why can't I just do it on my hands? God. And then after that one, what time did we do that? Afternoon. So that would have been like 1 or 2 or something.
I thought
that.
It was like 4. No.
Nah, because there was a class on.
Did we do both before the class?
No. Yeah. And then the afternoon class. And then we came back at night time to do.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
So we've done 3 and 1. And then you guys
went home.
Rested, went home for a couple of hours, came back. Did you go home?
Yeah, I went home.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, went home.
Came back
had
at
lunch.
Like 6 or something. Or did you come back before that?
I came back before that and just like started warming up while the class was on. We started the workout
that's right.
at
yep,
6.
Yep, yep. And then workout number 2 was a 12-minute AMRAP of dumbbell snatches. So all on one arm, straight into overhead walking lunges on that same arm. And then you swapped and repeated on the other side. And then went into 40 crossovers. When I first read this workout, I thought they were going to be double under crossover. I was like, fuck, here we go. It's going to be worst counting in the world. But it was straight back to jump rope for heart days.
Yeah.
Just some schoolyard skipping.
Yeah. I was nervous about this one, but not because of the crossovers and not because of the dumbbell, but because I knew it was going to hurt.
Yeah.
Like it was different. The first two workouts were all based on, for me, I can only be as strong as I can and I can only work within my means of the skill.
It was like skill limited.
Yeah. This one, you knew it was going to hurt because you could keep going.
You can keep going. You just don't want to.
I wasn't worried about the crossover at all.
Yeah.
I've not done, like I've only practiced them in the warm up, but like since and watching other people on like YouTube and stuff, people were real stressed.
They really struggled with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, I don't know. Like I don't remember doing it that much as a kid even. Mm. It just like makes sense in my head to
do that.
I don't know. Not often that comes to me like that, so that was good. But yeah, my goal, it was 12-minute AMRAP.
Mm-hmm.
My goal was just to not stop as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did that pretty well. I think I only tripped up on the rope a couple of times earlier in the rounds.
Yeah, I think it was maybe the first 2 rounds, but then after that it was fine.
It was pretty good. Mm. And yeah, like I had a pretty good system on where I was trying to catch my breath and where I was trying to work. I was like overhead, everything is not a strength of mine. And the 22.5-kilo dumbbell, I was like, these lunges are going to be really hard. But because it was the single dumbbell, it was way better than last year's double dumbbell with the 15.
Yeah, it was a bad time.
It's a bad time. So yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, the overhead lunge.
Mm.
And yeah, snatches felt pretty good.
And that was your highest scoring workout, that one. So I think you finished 57th in Australia. Oh, in Oceania, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. It was, yeah, it was cool. Like, I was talking to Chrissy, our mate, and like, I've never really considered myself to be like competitive in that sense. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is the first time I felt, I was like, holy fuck, like, that's pretty cool. Like, yeah, I beat a lot of, beat a lot of big dogs. Mm. And yeah, it was exciting to know that the fitness has not gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I've been working so much on all the other stuff.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool indeedy. And did that one hurt the worst out of all of them?
What was the fourth? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would say that one did. Yeah.
That was the worst one.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was still heavy though. Like, you could only go as fast as you could go because it was heavy.
Because it was 22.5 for the girls, the dumbbell.
Yeah. So it definitely hurt, and you were like proper up me at the end, which I very much appreciate. You were like up me just to start on that rope, that last round, and then just to get to work on the snatch and whatnot. And that, yeah, the last couple of minutes hurt pretty bad.
Mm.
Yeah. But it was like, you just can keep going. You just don't want to.
You don't really want to.
Yeah.
So it hurts a bit.
Yeah.
And how did you feel about the crossovers?
Or as like a test? I thought, like, looking at it, I was like, I actually would have preferred the double crossover because I feel like that just would have fucked so many people up. Like,
yeah.
And it's such a hard movement. And like, including me, it would have, like, I would have had to do singles. It would have been really hard. Yeah. I'm kind of glad like that they didn't do it because it would be really hard to judge. And I think a lot of people would have
just like miscounted.
Yeah. And, yeah. It just would have been a mess. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool. It was different. The whole point of CrossFit, and like, people get so wrapped up in these are the movements of CrossFit. That is untrue. Like, CrossFit is all about the unknown and unknowable, and you need to be training things that you don't know even exist yet. Like, that's the whole, like, to be adaptable is the whole point of the sport. So I like that they put in new things. And that wasn't, I don't know, that's just like, you know, one of the foundational general skills, sorry, of CrossFit is coordination.
Yeah.
That requires a bit of coordination. And it's something that I think athletes should be able to do without practice based on the fact that you're well coordinated
in other movements.
Yep.
Yeah. We should see that like carry over to whatever is thrown at you.
Yeah. Mm. So it looks silly.
Yeah. It does like look silly.
To watch it, I think it looks silly.
Yeah.
Like
to watch, I watch Noah Olsen's video. I was like, you look fucking ridiculous. Yeah,
it looks really silly. Yeah. But when you, like, the pairing of it, it was hard.
Yeah.
Like, it was,
yeah,
it was
no,
still hard.
I have
hard.
No doubt that it was disgusting.
So, yeah, it looks silly to be like an onlooker, but I think it was well suited.
Yeah. Cool. And then so that was Friday night, and then Saturday coached the class in the morning, then we came back again the afternoon, did we?
Yes, we did afternoon. Yes, I think we said 4 and 5:30. Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
So we had done three on the first day. There's five tests in total. You have 3 days to do it. And then I think I said to you that morning, you were like, "How do you feel?" I said, "I feel like I just want to get them both done today."
Yeah, because it's such a, just from the last 2 years, it's such a horrible weekend in that it's very fun. And you don't want it to end, but at the same time, you just want it to be fucking over with because you go home and try and rest, but you can't rest because you've got another workout or two to go.
Your body's like, and your brain is just preparing you for like, and you're going through all the scenarios and how you're going to break it. Like you can't, you just anticipate it.
Not think about it. No. I remember going home last year after we did one, and I was like laying in bed. My heart rate was, I swear to God, like 120. And I was like, I had all the lights off. I closed my eyes. I was trying to sleep. You just can't. No.
It's so terrible.
Yeah, I think getting them out of the way, if you've got the ability to
back them up,
back it up like that, which you do because we train multiple workouts in a day most days of the week, is definitely a good idea.
Definitely.
And it gives you time if you need to read, if you had to, you know, something really went wrong, you could have redone something on Sunday.
And the other reason I wanted to get them both done is the final workout, workout five. I wanted its
workout,
window.
Yeah, workout four it would have been, but you did it as five.
No, sorry, I'm talking about that. So workout five window was the last day. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right. Workout, hang
Which
on, wait.
About? The GHD one?
Yeah, what workout is that?
That was four.
Four.
Yeah.
So it was the second last day that that had to be in, but I wanted to do that one last.
Yes.
Ahead of the bar muscle ups and deadlifts, because I knew how much that would just fuck me up in all the ways.
So the way that they do it is they put the workouts out, you get them all on the Friday, but then they all have different cutoff times. So you have to get certain workouts done on certain days. But if you want to get some done earlier, you can do that. So the way they do it, they kind of either force you to do it in a shit order, or they force you to do more work in a less amount of time. So you have to make that judgment call based on what the workouts are. So the one that you're talking about was test four. It was a 20-minute AMRAP. So it was long and gross of rowing, GHD sit-ups, more rowing and V-ups. We knew that that one had to go last because like the fatigue from that would have really fucked up the other workout that was left to go. So you're kind of forced to smush two into one day.
Yeah.
Because of that. I don't think anyone actually did that as in workout order. Four.
I don't, yeah, none of the.
Maybe, I don't know.
None of the people on like the pros did. Yeah. Anyway. I think most of them did it the way we did it. The workout three first and then workout five first on the second day.
Workout five, so we did that one early Saturday afternoon, was the heavy deadlifts, and then it went chest to bar pull up, bar muscle up, rope climb.
Deadlift weight increased each round.
It was very fun to look at. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's one, that's like all my favorite things.
Mm.
Like love deadlifts, love chest to bars. I now love bar muscle ups. I used to love them, went through a 12 months of hating them. Back to loving them only very recently. And rope climbs are fun. I just knew it would be fast. I love when it's just like one time of something as well.
Yeah. So you don't have to do this ever again.
Yeah. Like once I do these 21 chest to bars, I just have to do 15 bar muscle ups and then I just have to do 9 rope climbs, which took for fucking ever. I don't know if you've read my post. Like I looked at you, I was like, how many left? And you were like, how many have I done? You were like 4. I'm like, what? Like, I don't know if I looked at you like
you
that.
You do. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
But I was like, how?
And
like,
then in my head, I'm always like, have I counted them wrong?
I'm wondering that as well. I'm like, she must have miscounted. Like, this is impossible.
And I always check my note. I'm like, no, you've definitely only done 4.
And you never, miscount. So it's very funny.
I mean, maybe I do. We'll never know.
We will never know.
That was a fun one to watch. So I think that would have been the most fun one to do also.
Yeah.
Mm.
You would have liked it.
Mm. Good time.
The deadlift wasn't, I would have liked it if it was heavier.
Yeah.
If it went like that last weight was closer to like 120 kilos or something. Like just something that a lot of people would have had to struggle so much with, but then so many really strong people could have done it unbroken, you know?
Yeah.
But it was obviously supposed to be a bit more sprinty.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think overall that was probably the most fun one.
Yeah. It was very cool to watch. And your bar muscle up, something that we've worked on really hard over the last couple of months, were so good.
Yeah.
So good.
I was, you know, like I said, I wasn't – I did a couple in the warm-up and they felt like fire. Like I just felt like I was fucking flying. I was like, this is like the best I've ever felt. I'm going to do like fucking 8 and 7.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know, idiot. I was like, these feel like the best things ever. And then I did a set of deadlifts, the chest to bars, a set of deadlifts, had a couple seconds, couple breaths, jumped up.
Almost missed your first one. I was like, oh, fuck.
Did one and caught it so low. I was like, okay, I guess I'll do 3. And then, yeah, in that first set, I just made the decision to do 3s the whole way through of the 15. And it felt like I was resting so long in between each one, but looking back, I didn't.
Mm.
It was like pretty consistent. So yeah, worked so hard on those. And like if people could have seen the fights that I had with myself, like
the tantrums,
tears, like one day they felt great. And then like less than a week later, I can't fucking do one.
Mm.
And I would literally kick shit. I would literally walk outside and just be like, what? Spin around in a circle like a scary
why?
Movie. Why? Not really. It wasn't that bad. But yeah, very frustrating when like you work so hard on something and it feels like it's not working. Mm. And you were always quick to remind me that, you know, it's working.
Trust the process.
Thank God you didn't say it like that. I would have tantrumed on you. But yeah, it was nice to see it come together. And like the last probably 2-3 weeks before that, they were all pretty great. Mm. Like they were feeling pretty good. So I was, for the first time ever, pretty confident in my ability on those, which was a nice feeling.
Awesome. It was very cool to see as well.
Yeah, I've just always like people tell themselves stories and it's not good. It's like it's a dangerous thing to do. Like I've, and you know this, and it's the language you use and what you say to yourself and about yourself. But I've always said, I'm not good at gymnastics. It's not something I'm good at.
Mm.
I'm not from a gymnastics background. I'm not, these are not a strong part of who I am, but like you don't have to stay there. Mm. You don't have to live there. Mm. You might not be where you want to be now, but don't tell yourself that story. Like tell yourself you're working on it. Tell yourself you're putting in enough effort to be able to be better, you know. I think a lot of people do that. They go, oh, I'm not very good at burpees.
Yeah.
So then they, before they even start their set of burpees, they're like, I'm not very good at these. So then they automatically feel like shit. You know?
They're going to be shit if you think that from the start.
Exactly.
And running is another one I find people do it with a lot. Like I'm not made to run. I'm not built to run. I'm not a good runner.
I'm not a runner. Yeah. They just tell themselves.
No one comes out of the womb a runner. No. Like it's just you work on it and you get better at it.
And you just, and in some things, like not so much skill things like bar muscle ups, but in running and a lot of the cardio side of things, like you got to be willing to be uncomfortable, uncomfortable with it. Like you're not going to look like Usain Bolt or some marathon runner as soon as you start. Like you got to work on it. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to feel like shit.
Yep. And it's like the, I think we were talking about this the other day, the rule of thirds when you're training. Yes.
Love this.
You know, you're in this sweet spot with your training when 1/3 of the time it feels like absolute shit and you hate it and you don't want to do it anymore. 1/3 of the time.
And you're failing.
And you're failing. 1/3 of the time, it's like, okay, it's not good, it's not bad, but it's just okay. And then 1/3 of the time it feels really good. And that's like, if you applied that to everything here in the gym, I think you'd understand, like, it's not supposed to be good all of the time.
Even in life, in relationships, like people give up on their, just going deep fucking south, we're going weird. But like people give up on their relationships because they've had an argument or they fight and they don't, you know, they're not happy or whatever. Like you've had a fight with your friend, even that kind of relationship. It's like, it can't be great all the time. Mm. And you just got to be willing to work on it and things can get better. And it's just, you know. I think people get stuck in the gym, like they're like, oh, that felt so good today. And then the next time they come in and it doesn't feel good. It's like, why the fuck am I doing this? It's shit. Like, but it's just part of the process.
It really is. And there's like, just going back to you and the muscle ups, like you would have a good week and I'd be like, okay, sweet. Well, I'll program this for the following week. And then you had a bad week and I'm like, okay, cool. We just need to pull back a little bit.
Yeah.
And know that it wasn't luck that you did what you did last week. It's because you can do it. You're just having a bad day today, so you just have to remember that not every day is going to be a good day.
Just like, ride that out, like still work, just work within your capability in that
on that day. Yeah,
and that's all you can do. And don't, you know, throw in the towel and give up just because, which I wanted to a couple of times. And like I'd always look at you and be like, all right, if I couldn't do it, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to do a red band. You're like, no, you're going to do singles. Like,
suck it up, bitch.
Like, oh, okay.
Cry. kick things. And it's like you might have been having the best day of your life training wise, you know, on the day last week when you got whatever you got. And then today is a bad day. So you can't compare the two because it's not linear progress all the time. Exactly. So you just have to be like, I did that last week, was having a great day, I'm capable of that, today I am not. The smart thing to do is to pull back a little bit and change it.
And like effort should always be 100%, but how you feel on any given day may change. Like if I was to go downstairs right now and try an 83 kilo clean and jerk, I would say 99% not going to hit it. Competition is very different, and also 1RM shouldn't be done every day. Mm-hmm. So you just gotta talk to your coach, work within your capabilities. Mm-hmm. Basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was a tangent and a half, that was. Yeah. And then so we did that one. rested, flopped around for a couple of hours, and then the last
literally flopped around for a couple of hours there.
Last one was workout four, which was that big long 20-minute AMRAP of rowing and sit-ups.
Mm. So I got my period that day.
Mm. Good timing.
And my uterus hurt quite a lot. And I was like, fuck, these sit-ups are going to not be a good time. I was right. But not even just – like I couldn't tell. So I did the 1,000-meter row. Was it 1,000-meter? Mm-hmm. 1,600 meters.
1,000.
1,000. Did that. Did 50 GHDs. I think I did 30 and then broke up a little bit after that. Jumped back on the row 500. Did the 25 V-ups. Stood up and went, holy fuck, my abs feel like they're going to like tear in half. Mm. Like I feel like standing up from the V-ups to walk back to the rower, I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to get back on the GHD. Like I feel like my abs are going to tear.
Mm.
And I couldn't tell if it was like ab pain or if it was deeper and it was uterus pain or if it was the combination of both.
Mm.
And did that next 1,000-meter row. I think I held it like a pretty consistent pace.
Yeah, it was about first one was like 205-ish. Second one was like 205, 207.
Yep. And then jump back on the GHDs and something that has happened to me way back and then recently again is I get really fucking dizzy sometimes on them. And I think it's just conditioning for me. Like I need to do them so much for my brain to know that it's okay in space.
Mm.
Is it really hot in here? Fucking hot. Maybe I'm just thinking back to that workout. I'm really uncomfortable. And then, yeah, I just had to keep stopping. I wasn't like – it was a really tough workout for me because I wasn't that tired. Even my muscles weren't that tired, but I just couldn't keep going because my, like, stomach hurt a lot and I was just very dizzy on the GHDs. Mm. I would have liked to get a little bit further through that one, but I gave all I could in that time. That's all I could do.
Yeah, that's all you can do, hey.
So it's all I had. It was the last workout of the very big weekend.
Mm.
And I would say I didn't enjoy that one. That was probably the only one that I didn't love.
I'll be honest, it was pretty boring to watch also.
Yeah. That's what I said to everyone who came and watched. I was like, that literally as soon as I finished, I was like, that would have been boring as shit for you guys to watch. Like, yeah, it was, I think it was, again, a great test for people that needed to be tested at that, to be separated at the for the semifinals. I think it was well programmed. But yeah, not a fun time.
No.
I don't ever want to do that again.
There's just so much like mental grit that goes into a workout like that. Just again, you're like, you can keep going. You just really don't fucking want to. Yeah. It just hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was a bit yucky. So happy to leave that one for last and happy to see
move on with everyone's life.
Yeah. My abs are pretty sore, but yeah, overall didn't feel too bad the following couple of days and then trained for the first time today, 6 days later. I think 6 days.
6 days.
Something like that.
It's been a fast week.
But yeah, that's my third quarterfinals and my worst finish ever.
How do you feel about that?
Fucking fine. Like not even – like I was hoping like before going into it, I was like, so first year 116th, second year 112th, this year 182nd. I was just hoping to be able to keep, you know – that upward trajectory, even if it was one spot or two spots, that would have been good. Do you hear that?
I do.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? A little buzzy noise. But yeah, as soon as I saw on the leaderboard, whenever it was, Monday morning, I just typed in my name and I was like, ah, so ever. Because I know I did everything I could. Like, yeah. There's nothing else I could have done differently. And it's a very strange noise. Very, very strange. Sorry, everyone, if you can hear that. But we will be finished soon anyway. I did all I could do. So I was very, very proud and very happy with my effort. And very proud of my consistency and my training in the lead up to know that I was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was just more confident than I've ever been, which that's is cool. Nice. Nice feeling.
What was your favorite thing about like your favorite part of the whole thing?
of the whole weekend.
Mm.
Favorite part of the whole weekend, probably, yeah, just probably having a little bit more experience with it and having had done it a couple of years prior, knowing how it's, you know, knowing that it's not gonna, like, everything's gonna feel great, like knowing that I'm gonna be nervous, knowing that I'm not gonna be able to sleep properly, all that sort of stuff. I loved having you there to bounce ideas off with and just to tell me where I need to be at what time for what, you know, during the workout was very helpful. But yeah, just doing it, and yeah, I just love doing hard things.
Yeah,
it's good for you.
It is good for you, very much so. What's the plan now? What are you going to do?
Just keep training, keep trying to get better. Yeah. You know, it, whatever you do, and I'm sure people who do the open as well, like, it'll light a bit of a fire for you in things that you know you can, like, you did better in than you've done previously. And you're like, oh, I fucking got that. Mm. I can keep going with this now. So, yeah, just keep working on the skills, keep getting stronger, and yeah, just hope for, just keep doing what I'm doing. I really love it. Yeah, it's very fun. Hopefully get to do it next to you again next year, hey?
Yeah, we'll see a little backy how he's going.
A little backy. Yeah. Do a few more comps this year for some fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just love training, just love coaching people and helping people get better.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. We're pretty lucky.
Very lucky to do what we do.
Very good.
Yeah. I think that's about it.
Great. Good.
Do you have any questions? Do you take your phone to the toilet?
Yeah, I do. Do you take yours to the toilet?
Fuck yeah, I do.
I feel like anyone who says no is lying.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Except for Rach. I feel like she doesn't. She definitely is not lying. She definitely doesn't take it. Although I have been looking around lately. I get sad about our future with phones.
Yeah.
I just feel like, when I drop Callie off at school, I'm driving there, and at the set of traffic lights at the school, there's a bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are lining up to go
on
the bus. Every single kid, every single teenager is on their fucking phone.
Yeah.
And it upsets me. I'm like, these kids are going to just, they're not having real meaningful conversations with anyone. They'll all be on their phones all the time. And that's like, that's scary for our future. If people aren't having these deep connections, it's concerning. And then parents doing school drop off, like, oh, and I'm not judging anyone. This is not a personal attack on anyone who does this, but I'll be walking with Callie. I don't take my phone with me on the walk-in. I leave it in the car. And then if you're walking past cars pulled over, every, like, so many, 9 times out of 10, parents on the phone, sitting on the phone, and the kids talking to them, and the parents not even looking at the kid, they're just on the phone. And I get it. Like, we're all busy. Like I said, I'm not judging anyone. Like, everyone's busy, and that's a part of the problem too. Like, we're writing back to emails, we're, you know, getting shit done, but we're just not as present as we should be for our families. And yeah, I just don't love it.
Yeah. I
just don't love phones. Yeah. So I try every, well, I do, I don't try. When we go for a family walk every afternoon, or afternoons that I'm home, and I never take my phone.
Yeah.
Jordan and I never take our phones, and that's like one time a day we're always going to be present and talking to each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, it's just important. What's the word I'm looking for? Rule, barrier, whatever you want to call it, to have, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. It's, yeah, it is hard though.
Mm. It is. They're addictive little fuckers. Like, and like I said, everyone's busy. We need them, but yeah, walk through shopping centers. Even I beeped someone the other day. Because she was sitting behind me and she was on her phone at the traffic lights.
Mm.
And then I watched her as we took off. She kept her head down and like glanced up, glanced down just to, as we were taking off. And then we pulled up at the next traffic lights and she was beside me and she's head all the way down.
Oh, wow.
And like on her phone, and I beeped her and then like.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just didn't look at me again. Didn't look at her phone again though. Yeah. Fucking annoys me. Like, you kill someone. Like, don't be dumb.
Don't be a shithead.
Yeah, it annoys me. Sorry, that's my story about phones. Really went off on a tangent there. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right. Very good.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I got for you.
Great. All right. Have a great day.
Goodbye.